Kirbose, hope all is good. Good moed. Today's daf is Kiddushin Daf Nun. We are here at the Mishnah on Memtes Amabez, about 7-8 lines up from the top, from the bottom rather. Al Manas Shani Kohen. Again, more cases where there's some sort of missing piece of information, something that is wrong, somebody was misled, right? There's something that's something's amiss in the information of the Kiddushin. So the guy says, I'm an Ashani Kohen, but a Levi. Let's say he says, I'm a Kohen, marry me on condition that I'm a Kohen. Turns out he's a Levi. Levi, Nimtza Kohen, or the vice versa. Nosin, Nimtza Mamzer, Mamzer, Nimtza Nosin. Maybe he was a Mamzer, maybe he was a Nosin, and Nosin again was one of the Givonim, right, of unacceptable lineage, not allowed to marry into Am Yisrael. Ben Ir, let's say he was a city dweller, Vinimsa Ben Krach, other way around, right? Krach is a walled city. Let's say he was Ben Ir, which means he lived in a regular city, or a walled city. Ben Krach, Vinimsa Ben Ir, or the other way around. Amanas Shabesi Karov Lamerchatz, on the condition that my house is close to a bathhouse, right? Okay, fine, someone likes their bathhouse. Vinimsa Rachok, turns out the house was far. Rachok, Vinimsa Karov, or the other way around. Amanas Sheish Lo Bas, O Shivcha Megudelis, right? We quoted this before. Marry me on the condition to have a daughter, or a shivcha that is older. Or we said the Gemara of Pshat, and the Gemara would said that means a shivcha that is well respected. Okay. Ve'inlo, and he doesn't actually have that. Oh, almanash she'inlo v'yeshlo, or the other way around, and turns out he has one. Almanash she'inlo banim v'yeshlo, on the condition he doesn't have kids, and he does have kids. Oh, almanash she'yeshlo ve'inlo, right, or the other way around. In all of those situations, the v'kulo ma'afol pish amra b'libi ha'yaliz kadishlo. In all of these cases, even if she said, really, in my heart, I would have married him anyway, even though that is true, regardless, right, it is Enim HaKadeshes, V'chein he Shata'aso, and so too, right, the other way around, right, if she, right, kind of lied to him, right, about some sort of situation by her financial standing or whatever, etc., right, and that also the Kedushin is no good as well. So the Gemara says, Ahu Gavr Dizavin Lenachosay. The guy tells a story about a guy who wanted to make aliyah. Guy sold his nechosim, he sold his property, adaita lemesek l'Eretz Yisrael, on condition, right, with the, he had in mind that he's going to go and move to Eretz Yisrael. But uvid and dezabin, when he made the sale, lo amav lo midi, he didn't say anything. So Rava says, havi dvarim shavalev, this is what we've been talking about in our Mishnah, dvarim shavalev, things that are in the heart, dvarim shavalev, and dvarim, things that are inside, and on the inside, right, that does not count. That's not a thing. We do not kind of recognize that legally. And so therefore, even if the guy doesn't make aliyah, right, so the sale is still good. So Gemara says, Minali the Rava ha. How does Rava know that Dvarim Shabalev Einam Dvarim? I'm going to go through a bunch of possibilities over here. Today we have a bunch of quick-hitting Mishnayos, right, as you can probably tell from Amud Aleph, and a bunch of different topics that we're going to talk about. So how do you know that Dvarim Shabalev Einam Dvarim, that if you're thinking something but you don't express it at the time of some sort of, let's say, monetary condition, a monetary transaction rather, right, how do you know that that's not a thing? We don't take those things into consideration. So if you'll tell me from the following, the one that says Yakriv Oso, right, he has to bring a korban, right, that's a positive by korban Ola. He has to bring the korban that he brought. Right? Rashi says over here that kray yaseiru. It's an extra pasuk. Taksiv Bereisha already said the kray at the beginning of the pasuk. Zachar tamim yakrivenu. He has to bring this korban ola. So Malami, what does that teach? Misha kofen oso. Right, you force him. Right, if a guy made an edit to bring a korban ola, we force him to bring the korban. Yachol, he might have thought about korcho. You have to do it against his will. So tamalor the retorno. Pasuk says he has to bring it. Right, without, not against his will, meaning with his will. Right, with, so no, he has to want to do it. So okay, so how does that work? So kofin osvachi yomarotani. Right, we force him until he says that he wants to. Right, we kind of, if you look at Rashi, the kaim divrei nidro. Right, we make him, we force him, we do some sort of like whatever. Well, the famous kofin adshirotzani is by a get. Right, when we the Rambam famously says, and again, that person is able. Bezdin is able to do, you know, extract tremendous pressure on a person to give a get. Right, again, this is, but the, here it says, in the case of giving a guy made a nether to bring a korban, so the Gemara says as well, right, in folks, right, we force him until he says that he wants to. So the Gemara says, v'amai, how does that work? Right, ha'belibe lo nichole. Right, his heart, right, he's not into it. Right, he's not into it. He doesn't want to bring a korban. You're beating him with a stick, or whatever type of forcing you're going to do, and he's not interested. So what do you mean? He says he's going to bring it. Who cares? So apparently, we see that we don't care. And if the guy agrees to it, even though we know he's not really interested, Apparently, that's not. That doesn't matter. The Varam Shabalev and Andrew doesn't matter what's in his heart. So Gemara says, "V'dal Mashani Halsam Da Anansadi D'Nichalei L'Kapara." Gemara says, "No, that might be different. Why? Because we're going to testify Anansadi. Why we are going to testify? We're going to say that really the guy deep down does want Kapara." Right? Again, we're holding a little bit before Hoshana Rabba. Really, the guy does want Kapara. Is Yitzhara, right? For whatever reason, a person is not really inclined to bring the whatever korban he made in Ezra to take. But really, he does want the kapara, he does want to bring the korban. So really, really deep down, right, Dvarim Shabalei, if we get into it, really his heart, he does want to, just he's got some fighting to do, right, with his Yitzhara. Elam Yisevesa, maybe from another part, right, other Brysa. Right, so too we say kofen oso ashiyoma rotsa ani. Right, we force a person right to give a get or get shechur to his eved. So we force him. So apparently we see that that's fine. So why not? Right, the guy's really not interested. Right, doesn't that mean that whatever he's thinking doesn't matter? And I says no. Also, maybe it's different. Because there, right, when the guy has to divorce or give a get shechur or whatever, right, that's because it's a mitzvah to listen to the Rechachamim. So also, right, we're going to say the same thing, right, that really maybe, really, right, the Anansadi, the Nichalei, the Kapara, that really, he really does want to do the mitzvah to listen to the Chachamim. So Ela Amar Rav Yosef Mehachas. Rav Yosef says, this is how we know, Dvarim Shebelei Veinam Dvarim. HaMekadish is Aisha Ve'amar Ve'kasavar Ha'isi Shei Kohenes, right, Levia. Right, Levia didn't say Kohelas, right, guy tries to do Kiddushin with a girl, is Mekadish a girl, and he thought she was a Kohenes, finds out she's a Levi, or the other way around, Levi or a Kohen. Right, or Ania Vivari Ashira, maybe she thought she was poor and it turns out she's rich. Ashira Vari Ania, or the other way around. Right, if she doesn't lie to him and he just thought that that's what she was, right, she was wearing fancy jewelry, or she wasn't wearing jewelry, and you know, vice versa, whatever. So it works, right, because she didn't lie to him, she didn't lead him astray. So the Gemara says, "Am I? Hakamar Savar Ha'isi?" The guy, what do you mean? The guy is saying in his heart, "I really thought she was, you know, X, Y, Z, whatever it was." So Elam Mishum Damrina Dvarim Shabalev in Dvarim. Apparently, we don't take into account things that the guy is thinking. So Malay Baye, no, Dilma Shani Hosam De Lachumra. Maybe over there, what we're saying is we're Choshesh that maybe it's a kiddushin, not that it is a kiddushin, but that we're gonna it's a kiddushin misafik, and we're gonna make sure he gets a get, right, if it's necessary. Right, if you look at Rashi, Kolomar Ikar LeMeimar Daha Tani Mekudeshes, the fact that we say that they are married in this case, it's not that they're actually married, but it's the Chumra Kamar that we're going to be Machmer and be Choshesh for Kiddushin She'inim Uteres LaAcher BeLoget, right? But that she has to get a get from this guy of a Kiddushin Gemurim LoHavu, but not really. It's not actually an actual Kiddushin. We're not going to necessarily say that we ignore necessarily Tvarim Shebalev. So that's not a good source. So we have to go weiter. So Elo Amar Rabbi Mehachar, Rabbi says, from a Mishnah we saw already, Bekulam, Aval Pisha Amra Belibi Haya Lo Lizkadish, Aval Pisha, Aval Pikin in Mekudeshes. Again, we saw this Mishnah this morning, right, this earlier today, right, the Mishnah that we just quoted. And, yeah, sorry, I couldn't find it. I was trying to find it for a second. Yeah, it's at the end. Right, Aval Pisha Amra Belibi Haya Lizkadish Lo Aval Pikin in Mekudeshes. Right, again, when she said, I wanted to be Mekadish to him, right, regardless of the stipulation, but it still doesn't work. But I'm like, why not? Hakamra believe Yahya. She's telling you, she's literally telling you, I would have married her regardless, whether he was, Kohen, Levi, whatever it is. So why not? Why doesn't that work? Why doesn't that help? So apparently, we see in Tvarim Shabalev in Tvarim. So Gemara says, no. Again, it says, Dilma Shani Hosna, maybe that's different. They came into Asne, Lav Chol Kamini, Da'akar, Leila Tanai. Right? Since the guy made the stipulation, right? Again, the guy says, marry me al manashi ani kohen. Right? Again, on the condition that I'm a kohen. And he's not a kohen. So she, what does she have to do with that tonight? The guy made the condition, made the kiddushin, right, conditional on that stipulation, on that condition, right? And it's not true. So what do we care what she thinks, right? He's making that literally the condition dependent on something that's not true. So therefore, it's no good. But that doesn't necessarily tell me anything about Dvarim Shebelev. El Amar Rav Chiya Bar Avin Uvda Habibei Rav Chisda. Right, there was a story with Rav Chisda and the base measure of Rav Chisda, Rav Chisda Bei Rav Huna, and Rav Chisda and the base measure of Rav Huna. Right, and they got it from the following Mishnah. This Mishnah is in Me'ila. The Halacha Me'ila, again, just a quick recap, is that if a person, right, misappropriates, if a person misappropriates Hekdesh, bishogeg, right? So he has to pay, right, the value of whatever he used, right, and 1/5. And he has to bring a korban. Now that is only if it is bishogeg. Right, fascinating din. Right, that's only if it is bishogeg, and also as we mentioned before, if there's yeshliach l'dvar avera, and that's such a case that if a person sends a shliach to do me'ilah, right, that we that's one of the exceptions. That usually ain shliach l'dvar avera, I tell you to go kill somebody, right, and you kill them, so you're a chayev, right? Who said you should listen to me? But by me'ilah, that's not true. That if a shliach is going to use a hektish, and if you were told to do so, so then it is shayach to the mishaleach. So okay, so with that little 2 second background, right? This is the mission of the makor for perhaps the Rosh Halevi and Dvarim. Ha'omer the shlucho haveli menachalon omen adloskama. Right, if a guy says to the shliach, bring me right that my wallet that's on the window or the box. Right, and you know, and use that money and buy me some stuff. And the problem was there were 2 wallets, and one of them had hektish, and one of them didn't. The havilo, and the guy brought him right the hektish, right, and then obviously, and then he spent it. So aval pisha amar balabayis lo hayali belibi elazeh, right? Even though the balabayis says, right, I wanted the other one, came to havilo mizeh balabayis mal. Since that shliach took the one from me'ila, right, the balabayis is mal, right? He's guilty, he's chayiv. Right, for me, Elas. The Gemara says, "Vamai hakamar belibi." Right, but the guy said, "In my heart, I wanted the other one." Elalav mishum derminal dvarim shalevi and dvarim. Apparently, we see that who cares what you thought in your heart? It's what you told him that is relevant. So Gemara says again, "Vidal mashami hasam dila mifter nafshi mekarbon kasi." Well, maybe right, the guy is trying to be trying to get himself out of bringing a korban. Right, so he says. Wait, that maybe he's actually lying. Maybe it's really true he wanted that wallet, and really he should be chayav for me'ila, but he's trying to get himself out of the korban. So that's why he's saying that I wanted the other wallet. So Gemara says, well, hava le'lemezet hava. He should have said that he did it on purpose, and then he wouldn't have to bring the korban. Like you said, it's only b'shogeg that you're chayav. So Gemara says, lo avid inish demashavin nafshei rishia. Well, okay, a person's not going to just say I'm a Rasha, right? He's not going to say I wanted to use hektish on purpose. So the Gemara says, no, Havalei Lomar, he could have said Niskarti. He could have said that I remembered that wallet was hektish, right? And right before the shliach, right, took it and bought some stuff. The time, because we learned in a Mishnah, probably should be a brisa. It should be changed to the tanya on the side. Okay, Niskar Balabayis, follow Niskar Shliach Mal. That if the Balabayis remembered that he had told the guy to use a wallet of Hekdesh, and the Shliach did not realize, then the Shliach gets it, then Ein Shliach Dvar Avera, then the Shliach is the one who's Chayev. And therefore, since we're not going to accept right his claim, right, meaning he could have said that. So he didn't to get out of the court, but he could have said Niskarti. Since he didn't, right, and he said, I really wanted the other wallet, and we reject that. So apparently we see, Tvarim Shabalev, Einam Tvarim. And that's our makor. Okay. Who gavid is avdini lechasid adait lamezik ha'arit Yisrael, right, going back to the story we had before, where we had at the beginning, right, there's a guy who sold his stuff in order to move to Eretz Yisrael. Salik velo itdarle, right, he went to Eretz Yisrael, but he couldn't find a place to live. I know, unfortunately, right, the housing market was saturated, couldn't find anything in his price range, and lechora, again, which it doesn't mention over here, but if you look at Rashi, v'loyachol lodur, o mishum chuzim mazonas, where is it? Right, he wanted to go, and what's not mentioned is that he wanted to go and get his house back, right? He sold his house in New York, came to Eretz Yisrael, couldn't find a place to live. He wanted to go get his house back, because he only sold his house, right, on condition to move to Eretz Yisrael. So Amar Rava says, called the Salik, Adeta Lamedar Hu, Behal Lo Izdarle. Right, again, anybody who sells, right, to go to Eretz Yisrael, right, basically he wants to live there, and if he's not able to live there, so then, right, the sale is void. Igidamri, some people say, no, that the other way around. Adeta Lamedar Hu, Behal Salik, right, no, what did he want to do? He sold his house in condition to go to Eretz Yisrael, meaning, forget the fact that he didn't mention that he had to be able to live there. Yes, it's implied, but Lachora, right, again, he went, right, he fulfilled the Tanai, he sold his house in order to go to Eretz Yisrael, he went to Eretz Yisrael, he couldn't make it, unfortunately, but that does not reject the sale, and therefore he does not get his house back. Okay. Who gavid is avino lenechazi adait to the mezer guy that's Yisrael. Again, same story, guy sold his house and stuff to go to Eretz Yisrael. The sofo salik, but for whatever reason, right, he didn't go. Right, the sofo didn't go. Right, again, so I'm Ravashi, e boy salik. Ravashi says, nah, he really could have gone. Right, he really could have gone. So if he decides not to, Right, so that's his problem, and he loses his house. You get the Amri. Some people say Iboy lo solik. I mean, some people say it was a question. Right, that's Iboy lo solik. If he wanted to, could he not have gone? Right, of course he could have gone. I'm sorry, other way around. Those are the same totsah. He could have gone if he wanted to, right? He should have gone, and therefore the sale is still stands. Meaning in both cases, right? The sale is shaykh, right? Meaning Iboy Solik, if he wanted to, right? He could have left, right? If you look at Rashi, Udidei Kaima Milsa below Batal Zvine, right? The sale is not valid. And then the second way is kind of expressing it in a more kind of shocking, like, what Bidmiya, Rashi says, me Anso, right? Was there any some sort of onus there? Right? What was stopping him from going? He himself decided not to go, so he loses the sale. So either way, that according to that memra, Ravashi agrees that the sale is still valid. So the Gemara just says, might be not. So why, okay, it's just because you're phrasing it differently, right? Is there going to be some sort of nafkamina here? So the Gemara says, yeah. Igi benayo dis yolid unsa b'orcha, right? If there's some sort of onus, right, on the journey, on the way, on the road, right, some Rashi says there were robbers or whatever. So in that case, and therefore the guy decided not to go, right? It was too dangerous. So according to the first statement, where the guy says, Iboy Solik, if he wanted to, he could have gone, so he couldn't have gone, right? So, is that the way it goes? Hold on. I'm just reading Rashi over here. So listen to kind of low adrenaline zmini. Right, okay, sorry, other way around. According to the first way of understanding, Iboy Solik, that he could have gone, so the sale is not void. Right, the Hakikama, because what it means to say that if he wanted to, he could have figured out, he could have bothered himself to figure out a different route. The robbers on the road, he could have taken a boat, or whatever. And the second way of understanding is that, oh, Iboy Solik, right, did he really not want to... What was the problem? Meaning, what was stopping him from going? Implying that if there was something stopping him from going, that he could have voided the sale. As according to that understanding, Rav Ashi, that the sale would be voided, the sale would be canceled, because there was, in fact, something that's stopping him from going. Oh, Vayter, new Mishnah. Homer Shlucho Tzevikadish Le'isha Plonis Makom Ploni. Guy says, go marry this woman for me in this place. And the guy finds her in a different place. He's Mekadosh her in a different place. Ain't a Mekudeshes. Right? That does not work. Hare Hiba Makom Ploni. But if he says, go marry this woman for me, she is in this place. Vikitcha Makom Acher. And then he finds her somewhere else. So then Hare Mekudeshes. Then that is a good Kiddushin. What's the difference? Just a spoiler for you. What's the difference? I mean, we discussed this already, I think, once or twice in the Masechta. But basically, the question is if it's Mari Makom Hilo. Right, if he's just telling the guy where to find her, versus right, instructing the shliach to do it in a specific way, right? And according to in the first case, he says, "Go and marry this woman for me in certain place, right? Be mekadesh this woman for me in this place." Right? That seems to say it's romantic. I wanted to do it in that manner, right? So please go find her and do it there. If he doesn't do it there, then it's no good. But if he says, "Go marry this woman for me," behold, she is in this other place. So that's just telling him where to find her. Right, and therefore, if the shliach finds her in another town, so then that's fine. Right? He's not telling him exactly how to do it. Okay, mitznat nami gavi gittin. Right, we also have a mishnah by gittin. However, mitznu get liishti b'makom ploni v'nasu lo b'makom acher. Possible. The guy says, give a get to a girl in this place, and he finds her somewhere else. Right, that's no good. But harei b'makom ploni. Right, if he says, give a get to my wife, and oh by the way, she's here, so then that's fine. Nasu lo b'makom acher kosher. If he gave it to her somewhere else, then that's fine. It's richa, and we need this by Gittin and by Kiddushin as well, right? You can't learn necessarily one halacha from the next. If you would have told me that it's true by Kiddushin, but makam dula kurva ka'asi b'hai asra rachmuli v'olma ma'ali mili iloi. If in the case where the guy wants the kurva ka'asi, he wants to bring him the girl close to him, meaning he wants to marry her, so he might have thought in the place where he is, where he's being Mekadesher, right, people will like him, right? And they're not going to say anything bad, right, about him to this girl. But Hai Asra, but in another place, right, the Sanuli, where they don't like me, the Mili Eloi, right, that people will think bad things about me to this girl, so therefore he doesn't want to be Mekadesher, right, in the place where people don't like him, right? Aval Gaba Gittin, but by getting to the Chogakasi, where he's distancing himself, right, he's sending her away, right, what does he care where, right, the get is given? If you told me this halacha by get, so behind Asra nichale denivze, behind Asra lo nichale, you might have thought right? He doesn't care. Again, in one place, right? He doesn't necessarily care, right? If he's going to Denivzi, he's going to be a bizayon, and he doesn't care to be embarrassed or whatever in one place, but he does mind being embarrassed in another place, right? It's embarrassing. He doesn't want the rumors to get out, right? He wants the kiddushin to be done, you know, out of town as opposed to in town, right? Avagabi kiddushin, but by kiddushin, but maybe he doesn't care at all, right? He's not a romantic type. He doesn't care where the kiddushin is done. Therefore, tzricha, right? You have to tell me the halacha is the same, right, in both scenarios. Okay, another Mishnah. A mekadesh tzeish almash ain ala nedarim, v'nimtu ala nedarim. But if you mekadesh a woman, assuming that she doesn't have any nedarim, again, that the nedarim obviously that are shayach to him. Right, if you remember benol benah or other types of nedarim, so then that's a problem. Ain amekadesh, that does not work. Meaning almanas, meaning because the kiddushin was done on condition that there was no nedarim, and there was, so that's no good. Kanasa stam, if you just married a stam, v'nimtzu ala nedarim, and then he found that there was nedarim, so then teitzei b'lo ksuba, he can divorce her without a ksuba. You don't mevatel the marriage whatsoever, but he can get out of the marriage. Right, he could have said that there was like a mekachtos, right? There was a mekachtos here. He didn't really want to marry someone who had nedarim upon herself, or he didn't want to marry, I don't know, whatever, a vegan, etc., someone who's making nedarim, right? A woman who takes nedarim upon herself, right? He didn't want, and therefore he can get out of it without the ksuba. Okay. Sorry, almanas she ain't all that mumim, on the condition, if he marries her on condition that she has no mumim, right? Something that's blemish, right? So in kedushin, and sure enough, she has some sort of blemish. So then there is no kedushin. Knas stam, but if you married her stam, v'nimtzu b'mumim, right? So then same halacha, titzi b'lo ksuba. Again, it's also a mekach, type of mekachtos, right? He can get married her without a ksuba. She call a mumim poslim b'kohanim, poslim b'nashim, because all the mumim that pasul a kohen from doing avodah b'samikdash. So that's also what possible woman in terms of marriage, right? There's some sort of like again, you can check out the, like missing eyebrows or like really weird, like some weird stuff, right? About the eyes are weird, right? Again, by the kohanim, right? If you pass them from the avodah beis hamikdash, so too that's going to be the mumim that we're talking about over here. It's not nami gavi ksubos kagavna. We also learned that this is true, right, by ksubis. So why didn't you both of them? So Gemara says, halacha kiddushin is tricha. You need to teach us the halacha by kiddushin as well. Meaning, in kiddushin, it tells the halacha that shach to kiddushin, and tana ksuba is atu kiddushin. And therefore, right, we just mentioned the ksuba, right? Again, aga of the kiddushin. But over there, by ksubas, it's tricha, so tana kiddushin, atu ksubos. Again, just whatever we're dealing with, right? In kiddushin, we're dealing with whether they're mekudeshes or not. And it just mentions the ksuba agav. And ksubas, right, we talk about the ksuba, and it mentions agav just kind of on top of that, right, whether the kiddushin is chal or not either. Okay, fine. I'm a kind of, it is a good kasha why the Gemara doesn't do it's tuchale, like we just did a second ago. But okay, fine. I'm a kind of shtei nashim b'shava pruta. Right, person marries two women with a shava pruta. Right, he says one shava pruta for two women. Oh, isha achas b'pachos b'shava pruta, or one woman with less than a shava pruta. Well, now that should be obvious. Again, that obviously, and this is the chiddush over here. Now, even though he sent gifts to her afterwards, meaning obviously you have to marry her with shava pruta, but so the Mishnah didn't have to say that. But the chiddush is now, right? Even though he sends gifts afterwards, sivlonos are a type of gifts. Right, different types of gifts that the normal way of a chasam to give is to his kala. Right, he gives her the ring afterwards. Right, that does not work. Right, you can't marry a girl with less than a shava pruta, even if you send the ring or the bracelet or whatever it is afterwards. Right, it's no good because it's piggybacking off of the maisa kiddushin that was done before, right? He's not trying to mekadesh her again, and since the original kiddushin was no good, right? So therefore, the whole thing, right, is off. V'chein katan shekideish, and so too, for a katan, right, is being who is Rashi fills in the blanks over here, who is mekadesh a girl when he is a katan, and then when he becomes a gadol, right, he sends her sivlonos, right, these gifts, right? So then that does all that also is no good because it's based on a kiddushin, right, that started off no good. Utsricha, and the Mishnah, all the cases, says the Gemara, all the cases in the Mishnah, right, are necessary. The Iyashmina and Shavapruta, if you would have told me that Shavapruta for two women Since the guy gives the money, right? He gives a pruta, right? That's a proper amount, right? He thinks that that's good, right? Then he thinks that the kedushin is chal. But when if he would have given a less than shavu pruta to one woman, Ema, you might have thought yodei shein kedushin tosin pakas mishavu pruta. He knows that the kedushin is not tofes with less than shavu pruta. Chika mishad. The sivlo knows that that's the kedushin kam mishad there. And then when he sends the gifts later, that's for a second proper kiddushin. Kamash Malan, therefore the Mishnah teaches us that is, in fact, no good. V'yesh minan tani tarti, if you would have had the first two cases, mishum debin pruta lepakos mishava pruta lo kim lelinshi. You might have thought that because a pruta or a less than shava pruta, again, we're talking about tiny, tiny pieces of coins. So the Chorah, right, it's very hard, right, to distinguish between the two of them. Well, katan to shekidesh, but if a katan gave a woman real money, right, I call yodin shein kedushin, even if it was real money, I call yodin shein kedushin katan klum. Everybody knows that the kedushin of a katan is nothing. So emakam mishader, sevlo knows that that is the kedushin kam mishader. So therefore, everybody might have assumed that when he sends her gifts, when he becomes a gadol, right, the day of his bar mitzvah on his birthday, he sends her gifts, he might have thought that that's for kedushin. So therefore, kamash malan, no, that's based on the initial kedushin that was no good. Itmar. Okay, we said Ravuna Amar Choshesh and the Sivlonos. Ravuna says we are Choshesh for Sivlonos, that maybe Sivlonos are in the gift that were sent for Kiddushin. What does that mean? So Rashi explains, meaning, where is that Rashi over there? Right, a little bit higher where we were. Misha Shidech Isha, right, then when you're talking about Shiduchim, a guy is being Meshadech, right, again, they're talking about the Inyanim of. Again, these lashon of shiduchim, right? This is how much comes from the Gemara, right? Just to, as a parenthetically, right? A person's talking about shiduchim, right? He hasn't done kiddushin yet, right? But they're in the shiduchim, right? They've been dating, talked about marriage, etc. Vinisratza, right? And she's interested. Vekada mishalach sivlonos be'edim, and he goes and sends gifts be'edim with witnesses. Right, choshesh and shemi kiddushin him. We're concerned. We're choshesh that maybe they are a proper kiddushin. And then if she, whatever reason, right, things don't work out, and she goes and accepts kiddushin from somebody else, tzricha get min harishon, and she needs to get right from the first guy. Before marrying the second guy. V'chena Marava, Choshen the Sivlonos, we're also concerned, says Rabba, also Rav Huna and Rabba both hold that we are concerned that maybe the Sivlonos, the gifts that this guy gave his, not fiance, but the girl he's dating, that was an actual kiddushin. Amar Rabba. And the problem is, right, we have a kasha from our Mishnah, because it says in the Mishnah, Avo Pisha Shalok Sivlonos L'Acha Mikane Megudeshes, because our Mishnah says, if you send these Sivlonos, it's no good. So apparently we're not concerned, we're not choshes versus Sivlonos. So Abaye says, no, awesome, the Ketani Taima, what do you mean? The Mishnah says, the reason, we're not choshes over there, because that's all piggybacking on the first no good Kiddushin. Right, but in this case, there was no kiddushin done originally, so we're concerned that maybe the sivlonos, the gifts that were given, right, are actually proper kiddushin or intended, right, for proper kiddushin. Ema ikid de amri. Some people say no. It was like this. Amar Rava. Rava says mina aminala. How do I know? Because the ketani taima. Because we learned the reason of the Mishnah says shabach mas kiddushin orisharam shalach. Right. The why does Rava and Rav Huna say that we're choshin for zivlonos? Because our Mishnah says, right, the only reason it doesn't work and that we're not choshish for zivlonos is because it's based on the original incorrect, improper kiddushin. Hakahu de toy. But Alma have a kiddushin. I mean, only here, right? It's a mistake, so it's not going to be shaykh. But in general, if she would just gather gifts, right, then it could have been that the sivlonos were kiddushin. Ve'abai, what would Abai say? Abai didn't like that so much, right? Lo mi boya kama. He said the Mishnah, right, could have been lo mi boya, meaning that you don't even need to tell me that. The Mishnah could have meant, right, lo mi boya ba alma dolo nachas l'toros kiddushin klal. You might have thought that you don't even need to tell me that if there hasn't been a kiddushin, that we're choshes versus sivlonos. Meaning we're not choshes versus sivlonos at all, right? You don't even need to tell me if there was no kiddushin that obviously the sivlonos, the gifts, are not supposed to be kiddushin. Allah filu hacha, but even over here, the nachis the Torah's kiddushin. Even though when we started, right, this whole process of kiddushin, have a kiddushin, you might have thought that okay, he made it, did try to do a kiddushin once, didn't work out because he didn't have a shavu pruta, it was two women or whatever it was. So now, therefore, now when he's sending gifts again, right, he's making sure he's covering his bases that for sure this is kiddushin. Therefore, Kamash Malan, the Mishnah tells us that it's not. My Havi Allah. Right now, what's the halacha about Sivonos? Do we concern? Are we concerned? Is that can be kedushin or not? So Amar Rav Papa, but Asher ben Kachi ba'over Mesable Chayshinon. In a place where people do kedushin and then they say gifts, would it be concerned that this is a kedushin? Because the gifts are not usually given before the kedushin, so it could be that the guy, right, is giving the gifts as kedushin. But Mesable. But if they usually give gifts and then they do the kedushin, then lo chayshinan, then we're not concerned that the gifts are supposed to be the kedushin, because the kedushin usually comes after, right? And obviously the gifts that are supposed to be before the kedushin. The Gemara says, well, mekadesh v'hadar misavle pshita. Well, obviously, in the case where people are mekadesh, right, and then give gifts, right? Obviously, right, we have to be choshesh for kedushin. Right, so why do you even need to tell me that? So Gemara says, "Lotzricha." No, you need to tell me in a case where deruba de mekadshe v'hader misavli, where most people do kiddushin and then send gifts. Miyuta, but a small amount of people misavli v'hader mekadshe, right? Send the gifts and then do kiddushin. So my tell me, you might have thought nechosh lemiyuta, we should be concerned for the small amount of people, right, who give the gifts and then do kiddushin, right? And there's no, therefore, when you give the gifts, there's no kiddushin whatsoever. Therefore, you need to tell me that no, that in that scenario, right, that we go by the rov, right, and we assume, right, that, and we're concerned that maybe the sivlonos, right, were kiddushin because they may have come after the kiddushin. Okay. Boy minei Rav Acha bar Rav Huna me Rav. Rav Acha bar Rav Huna asked the following shaila from Rav. Huchzok shtar ksuba b'shuk ma'u. If we find out that the guy has a ksuba, right, in the marketplace, meaning that we know that there is a ksuba, right, floating around. Again, there's sometimes in random scenarios that would sell a ksuba. Ksuba has a small amount of value, right? You could theoretically collect it if they become divorced, etc. Or if the husband dies. So there's a ksuba floating around here. And it says, you know, that they are married, obviously. That's a ksuba. But we don't know that there was a kiddushin. So do we think that this woman is married to this guy or not? So Amalei, so Rabbi said back to Vacha Bar Avuna, he said, V'chim Yipnei Shemaksik Shtar Ksuba Bashuk Naksik Ba Kei Shazish. Why does a ksuba, right, make us think that she is married? Right, that we don't have any Eidim, we don't know that there was actually a kiddushin. It could be he wrote a ksuba and then didn't marry her. Right, so again, he had the shtar written up, so that doesn't prove anything. So of course, my Havi Allah, what are we paskin with this? I'm Rav Ashi. Rav Ashi says, Ba'asra, again, similarly, as we just said before, this is why we're mentioning this here, Ba'asra, the Mekadshei V'hader Kasvei Ksuba, in a place where they do the Kiddushin, and then they write up Ksuba, Sen Chashina. Then we have to be concerned that maybe there was a Kiddushin that we don't know about, and the Ksuba here is floating around, because they only write the Ksuba after there's a Kiddushin. But Kisvei V'hader Mekadshei, or Mekadshi, whatever, right? If they write the ksuba first and then they do the kiddushin, right? In that case, lo kashin, and then we're not concerned b'chlal, because it could be he just wrote the kiddushin and then it didn't work out. She said no, right, etc. Mekadshi v'hadar ksuba pshita. Well, the Gemara just says, well, that's obvious, right? If they do the kiddushin, right, and then they write the ksuba, so if you find the ksuba, obviously you have to assume that a kiddushin happened. So you don't have to tell me that. So the Gemara says, lo tshukha de lo shchiach safra. A little bit different than we said before. The case is, you have to tell me that's the halacha in a scenario where there is no sofer. Right? You can't usually find the sofer. You might have thought safra hu de Yisrami. You might have thought that the guy just kind of found the sofer passing through. And he's like, oh, gevalt, I can never find a sofer around here. Write me a ksuba, even though they hadn't really, you know, done the kiddushin yet. Kamash malan, therefore you don't have to tell me, right, that's not true. I mean, we don't take that into account. Since people use the write the ksuba after the kiddushin, right, we're not concerned. We are concerned that they are married. Since we found the ksuba floating around. Okay, we'll go back down the Halakha Shas tomorrow. Have a great day or night, depending on when you're listening to this.